Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 491, and today we're bringing you interviews from my 7th annual Dentistry from the Heart event, which was yesterday. And we had a lot of great folks, and we have a lot of people to thank, but let's go ahead and get started. Oh, by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. If you'd please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. And all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. All right, so one of the people that came to our Dentistry from the Heart event is Michael, right, Michael?
Yes, sir.
And tell me a little bit about your dental history. As a child, did your mom take you?
Not very often.
And when you did, how was the experience when you did go?
Not bad.
It wasn't bad? That's good.
It wasn't bad at all. This would be like my first time in probably 10 years.
Really? Okay. Well, we're happy to do that. That's great. So we'll get you caught up.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. And then may I ask how old you are?
34.
Okay, so you're 34. Last visit was 24.
Yes.
Okay. So at that point, I'm going to guess that was for a toothache.
Yes.
Okay, and the reason I think it was for a toothache is because when you're living at home with your mom and dad, your mom at least made you go to the dentist, right?
Yes.
But then you moved away from home, and she stopped trying because you stopped going.
That's correct.
So about 4, 5, 6 years goes by, and you get a toothache.
That's correct.
Isn't that funny that I know that? We've never met before, right?
That's correct.
Okay. It's actually a pattern that I've seen. And so now today you don't have a toothache, right?
Not
you do.
Really. A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. So you're hoping to get your toothache or the one that's tender taken care of?
I need one pulled.
Oh, you do? You think it's that far along? Okay. And what about a cleaning if you can do that? You want that?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. All right. So that's good. Now what do you do for a living?
I drive a tow truck.
You do? I drive a tow truck. Do you know what I mean by that?
No.
See that motorhome over there?
Yes.
It's got an underreach on the back.
That's false.
I'll have to go show you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how long have you been doing the tow truck?
Almost 10 years.
Okay. Since the last time you were at the dentist?
Close to it.
Okay. And so now look at this. It's full circle. We're going to see my tow truck.
That's correct.
That's awesome. Okay, come on, I'm going to show you the tow truck, okay? All right, so check it out. I'm going to push this button, and there it comes down from underneath. You don't even know it's in there.
No, you don't. Oh, wow, look at there. That is awesome. You never thought it was on the back of this thing.
And so then it comes out. You know, I bring it out. I don't know if I know exactly what I'm doing, but I'm able to successfully pull my car. Hey, you're taller when you stand up than when you're sitting. How tall are you?
6'10".
6'10"?
6'10".
Oh, my goodness. I was noticing James Comey, former FBI director. He's 6'8". You're 2 inches taller than him.
Yes.
And you probably don't even like basketball, right?
No.
Because everybody asks you that when you're tall.
I played football.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody asks you. They assume because you're tall, you like basketball. And a lot of tall guys don't.
I'm not hand coordinated good enough.
Okay. All right. So
I give you mad props. I've never seen a wheel lift on the back of an RV or a talk show van. That is really good. I like that.
Thanks, Mike. All right, the next gentleman who said he's willing to talk to me, although not very easily, is John Campbell. And John, the reason he can't talk very well is because we just did several extractions. In fact, we extracted 8 teeth, which is about 7 more than we would normally do as part of this event. But he came early and we weren't busy yet, so I said, let's just get all the rotten ones out. And John did great, but he's kind of numb right now. So, hey, John, first of all, thank you for coming. We appreciate it, and thanks for talking with us today.
Well, I appreciate it. Like, I need it.
Yeah, he doesn't have a speech impediment. He's just numb everywhere.
All over.
So tell me, in your best words, your numb words, how did you get to the point that you needed us today?
The pain was unreal. Like, tired of pain every day.
So you were tired of being in pain every day. But how did you get to the point where you waited till you had a toothache? Why did you wait till you had a toothache to come to a dentist?
Well, not having insurance, like in the free event, you know, it's easier for me financially.
Right, we hear that a lot. About 110 million people don't have dental insurance. And so it's amazing. If I could just get senators and congressmen to see what I see, which is people come in with just rotten teeth everywhere. See, the senators and congressmen, they live in a bubble. Their families have dental insurance. They've been taking their kids to the dentist from the time they were little bitties, including themselves. And so they don't understand the need, but there's a big need out there. Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree.
You have other friends and buddies that are also putting off dental care?
Yeah.
And you're not unemployed, right? You're working.
Yes, I work every day.
Yeah, and you remodel, you do renovations, right? You do you finish basements, right?
Yes, little houses and some masonry work.
And masonry work. So you have a hardworking guy, goes to work every day, trying to make a living, and he can't afford dental care because, first of all, and by the way, you shouldn't feel as bad as you think, because even the people with dental insurance, it doesn't cover very much. They haven't raised what they pay in 57 years. So everybody only has $1,000 per year if they're lucky, and that's not really enough in 2017. It just doesn't cover it. If you had a chance to talk to a senator or a congressman and tell them what you think about our current system, what would you say?
Like, they need to think about the people that they're speaking for, and then Congress speaking for as people they need to, like, speak for us completely, not just for laws or whatever, for our dental and health care as well.
Yeah, so they need to think about the individuals behind those numbers that they get on pieces of paper, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And what would they do if they were the ones in pain and couldn't afford it? Or what would they do if it was their child or their wife or something, right?
I'm sure they'd find a way to figure it out.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. We're getting you a prescription here. Make sure you take your pills and then call us if you have any issues. And, you know, tell your friends. We do this every year, and we're trying to do our part, but we can't do it all, so that's why we need the legislature to come up with a better system.
Right, absolutely.
Thank you. All right, so now we have a gentleman here. His name is Ted, and Ted is the franchise owner of a company called Dental Fix RX, and Ted has been very nice to help us out with several of our Dentists from the Heart events. He comes and makes sure our equipment is still working while we're working on these people, and he also helps us out on regular days, too. But anyway, hey, Ted, thank you so much for coming today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So tell me about Dental Fix RX. How long have you been the owner of this?
So I've been the owner for the past 4 years. Dental Fix RX, we're a newer company. Our whole goal is to get the doctors up and running as quickly as possible. So the goal is to have a 24-hour response time to get everything fixed.
Okay, 24 hours, that's pretty good. And it's funny because I store my rolling studio in the same place you store your van, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's good seeing you there, too.
Yeah, so we run into each other. Too bad I don't have a fully equipped rolling studio yet with dental equipment, or I could have him work on it while he's parking his. But yeah, if you see this, it's a Mercedes. It's a white high-top van with blue and green lettering on the side.
Yep, exactly.
If you've seen that out on the road, that would be Ted. Now, do you have anybody else that works with you yet?
I'm in the process of hiring people, so if anyone has suggestions, let me know.
You need somebody that's good with their hands, kind of doesn't mind tinkering with things, taking things apart. There are certain people that can open up something and spot the problem, right?
Right, but most importantly, I want someone that's really good with customers.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, without customers, I totally appreciate all my clients, so I need someone who's going to really take care of them.
Okay. And because they'll be representing you when they're there. And I was getting my rolling studio fixed. I was at a repair place, and they had a sign on the door from behind the write-up counter that went into the service bay where the guys would be working on them. And it said this. It said, "This equipment pays your salary. Take good care of it." Isn't that an awesome sign?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're right. They're right about that.
Right. And you help me take good care of my equipment so that I can take great care of patients, and then everybody gets their paychecks too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So again, thank you so much. If somebody is interested in a job, they do feel handy and they feel like they would do great customer service, how do they find you?
They can definitely email me at ted.chen@dentalfixrx.com.
Ted.chen, C-H-E-N, at dentalfixrx, so the R and the X, .com. Okay, got it. Right, and if they can't spell dental, you don't want to hire them anyway, right?
That could be a problem.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Ted, and we really appreciate you being here and he's spending the day with us, so I think I have to get back to work now. All right, and let me just remind you what we're talking about here or hearing is the interviews from my Dentistry from the Heart event, which occurred on Friday, 2 days ago, not today. I got that wrong. And also, it's a free event. Everybody was able to come and get free fillings, extractions, and cleanings. So I have some people to thank. Oh, by the way, we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day now. in a second. But just so you know, you might want to pre-program the phone number into your phone. It's 614-459-9769. And the winner is going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. And so get that ready. But let me just thank a few people before we do that. And we want to thank Amanda Markham, Anna Soule, Barb Good Fortkamp, Bishop Watterson High School, Brianne Mitchell, Captain Ohio, Carol Ellis, Carrie Kavitko, Chipotle, Christine Reichley, Clintonville Rotary, Continental Message Solutions, Craftworks Karaoke, and Crystal Davis. We have more people to thank later, but let's go ahead and have you listen to this before we do the contest.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, it is a true or false question. The primary reason people who came to our dentist from the heart event gave as their reason they had been neglecting their dental care was financial. Is that true or is that false? All right, the winner's going to receive those free flowers from DeSantis. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it though. I want to hear your mind, and there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kavitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We don't have a winner yet, believe it or not. So we're going to leave the phone lines open. It's 614-459-9769, 614-459-9769. And all you have to do is answer true or false to the reason people came to a free dental event. Was it financial? Seems like an obvious answer to me. Anyway, and by the way, the answer is true. So we're going to go ahead with the show, and then feel free to call in, and we'll announce the winner later.
So now I'm with Dr. Allie Kennedy, and she is a dentist in Clintonville, and she was nice enough to come and spend her day with us and help us do the free dentistry on the folks. And so I just wanted to, first of all, thank you and also find out what prompted you to say yes, or was it I just kept badgering you?
Well, I helped out at the event 3 years ago when I was in dental school on the coach bus outside, and I just remember all the people, and the food was good.
I have to tell my wife that. Her and my mother-in-law are in charge of the food.
Yeah. So, and it's just fun to get back to the community and help people in need and use my skills towards that.
Yeah, because in fact it was Dr. Vincent Monticello that started Dentists from the Heart, was quoted as saying, if you want to give back to the community and you're a dentist, probably the best thing you can do is do free dentistry, right?
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah, because I've raised money for Down syndrome, I've raised money for this and that, and it's like, you know, I probably should just be focusing what I know and do the best.
Right. That makes perfect sense to me.
So we kind of got you when you were still a student. We kind of tricked you into becoming a regular, huh?
Yeah. I wanted to come back to the event. There were a ton of people when we were there. a few years ago. And so I figured you're going to need all the help you can get.
Thank you very much for that. And I mention every week on the show, and have been for probably 2 or 3 months, we need more dentists, we need more hygienists, because there's nothing worse than having a bunch of patients come and then they have to wait. And so This year we have it to where we have plenty of numbers, the volunteers, and so people aren't having to wait.
Right. So far it's been going really well. It's been pretty steady, and I think a lot of people have been able to get several things done this year.
Yeah, I had a guy on, I actually interviewed him. I extracted 8 teeth. Normally we wouldn't have done that, but he came early, and I didn't think we were...
Oh, wow. That's good. He's probably so happy. Well, he's not happy right now, but he will be.
Yeah, I mean, and some of these were ones probably might have, a general dentist might have said you have to go to an oral surgeon, but they were, we got them all out, short period of time, didn't hurt him, and I'm guessing that probably saved him, what would you think, $1,200 or something?
Oh, yeah, at least.
So, we really mean it when we say free. And not only that, he has all the bad ones are gone, and now he can concentrate on the fillings.
That's awesome. That's a great service you're providing.
Well, and you too. Thanks for helping. Couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, thanks for having me here today.
And thank you for coming. And by the way, Dr. Kennedy works at an office called Confident Expressions Dental.
Yeah.
All right, so now I am talking to one of the other doctors that has volunteered to come and help us, Dr. Katwani. Dr. Katwani, thank you so much for coming and helping today.
Thank you. I love this opportunity. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Can't do it without you, and I understand you brought your hygienist and your dental assistant, right?
Yes, we are all about serving the community, so I asked anybody volunteering for this event. I am going, and they wanted to join me too, so yeah, we had Sarah and Amanda here.
Wow, okay, so you kind of made it voluntary, and they volunteered?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, we have other staff too who wanted to join in, but they had some other CE courses going on, so at least I'm glad the both of them could come in.
Well, that's really awesome. We always appreciate the people that come and help, and one of the things I've learned by giving back when you help people is that you run into and meet a lot of very nice people. Have you found that to be the case too?
I really found very nice people here. The patients, they're so thankful. The staff here is amazing, very warm. And, you know, I met different doctors too. That was also very nice. But yeah, the patients, they're always very thankful. That's always the most rewarding thing, I feel.
Good, yeah, the people, and no matter how far behind we've been, and this is our 7th year, so there have been years where we had, I don't know, people were waiting an hour or two, maybe even more, and the first thing I would do is say, I'm so sorry that you've had to wait so long, and they would say, one person stuck in my mind, he says, Dr. Kavicko, don't even worry about it. We're just so happy that you guys are doing this, right?
Yes, this morning we had a patient, before even we started working, he was like, thank you so much for doing this and taking care of us, and they loved this. Even if we were numbing them, they were not hurting because they were in such a happy state. They were very happy to get their treatment done. So yes, yeah, it's always very rewarding when the patients, they appreciate what we do.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so where is your practice, by the way?
My practice is in German Village on Thurman Avenue.
Are you German?
No, I'm not.
You have an accent.
No, I'm not German. I just happen to be there, but I love the neighborhood. It is a wonderful neighborhood to practice, wonderful patients. I love my practice. I love the patients who come in, and I love what I do. That's why I'm here reaching out to people. If I could do more for anybody who needs them, I do the same in my office, too, all the time. I've reached out to the community in the past in February when there was Give Kids a Smile Month.
Right.
Yeah, we reached out to our community center, and we have our video uploaded on Facebook for that, where we reached out to community. So I just love to do these events, and I'm very thankful for this opportunity today.
Well, good. So Katwani is Kotwani, and how does somebody reach you if they want to reach you?
Our office is Capital City Dental, and it's on Thurman Avenue. It's 79 Thurman Avenue. The phone number is 614-443-4625.
That's cheating. You didn't use your last name. See, people have to remember how to spell Kavitko when they come here, but all they have to remember is Capital City Dental for you.
I just inherited everything, so that's all we have, everything. But yeah, I go by Dr. K there.
And I go by Dr. K here sometimes. All right, Doc, well, thank you so much, and I know we have more work to do, but thanks for taking out some time that we could do this little interview.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kavitko.
All right, so we have our callers on the line now. We have Mark, Elisa, Steve, and Judy, and I'm going to roll a dice so we can see who the winner is. It comes up line 2, which is Elisa, I think. Elisa, are you there?
I am.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in and holding on the phone so long. And the same thing to you, the other folks, for staying on the phone. Call next week. But Elisa, I'm assuming you have the right answer?
Yes, True.
Okay. True. That's right. It was financial is the reason that people came. So, Elisa, what do you do for a living?
I'm a branch office administrator.
Okay. Awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much for listening, and keep listening, okay?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, so let's go back to the show. I have a few people I want to thank. Caller Darlene Hanovic, Dave Unger, Dental Fix RX, Diane Schlering, Donna Yonasek, Dr. Allison Kennedy, Dr. Dimple Katwani, Dr. Thomas Lyle, Elizabeth Taylor, Gear Gas, Greg Denby, Iva Klar, James Raver, Janet Kreibel, Jeff Bartow, Jennifer Carroll, Johanna Crozier, Karen Bartow, Kerr, and Laughing Ogre. All right, so let's go back to our discussions at Dentistry from the Heart 2017. You can take me as I am, not just a little bit. I don't know who to be. I'm a paper cup, baby, of the sea. I know you see it too, cause you're too much for me.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 491. Today we are talking to people who attended our 7th Annual Dentist from the Heart event. Before I go any further, let me just say happy birthday to my wife. Today is her birthday. I don't want to forget and miss that. And so let's go back to the interviews I did.
All right, so I have Tonda Hockenberry, and you're a hygienist and an expanded functions dental auxiliary, right?
Yes, I am.
And you have a B.H., a Bachelor of Science in Dental Hygiene.
I do.
Okay, awesome. And you are the director of Ashland 9th Street Dental, right?
Yes, it's in Ashland, Ohio.
So tell me about it.
Okay. Ashland County Oral Health Services was developed about 10 years ago. We're getting ready for a 10th anniversary in September. And it began 10 years ago by a nurse, a social worker, as well as a college English professor. Two of them were married. And they just decided for Ashland County that we needed more freer, you know, less expensive health care for dentistry. So they developed this little center. It is a nonprofit agency. It is a standalone center. We take care of about 3,000 plus patients that range from not having any income at all to having dental insurance. We do a sliding fee. We have emergency funds. We are not a government funded agency. We're just a standalone little clinic. As wonderful individual people that, you know, just come in, we see families. We see ages from 1 to 101. We do full general dentistry, anywhere from root canals to crowns. And we just try to take care of the Ashland community as much as we possibly can.
So none of the three founders were dentists?
No, they were not.
But they decided to hone in on unmet need when it came to dental care.
Yes, they did. They just found that there was not enough access to dental care for those that didn't have. So they felt the need. They developed it. We actually, along with our dentistry in the office, we also do a second and third grade free dental sealant program out in the county schools. We actually take our products to them and see the kids directly in school.
Well, that's really, really neat. And it's 10 years, and the care for folks is either, you said sliding scale, so if they can't afford anything, they don't pay anything. How do you figure out what they can afford? Is it based on a percentage of the poverty level or something?
It's based on the poverty level, as well as they do give us income information. So it can be discounted anywhere from 25% to 55% as a rule of thumb, but we do have emergency funds that if you have nothing, then we do try to take care of the emergency, whatever it is.
Okay. And by the way, Tonda has come and helped us at our event here, Dentists from the Heart. How many years now? About, what, second year? Okay, it's her second year. And so we want to thank you for that. We really appreciate it. And what a giving person. You do this all the time, and then you came and gave more.
Yes, I do. This is so much fun. I love the people that come in here. I love your staff. I just love giving back to the community. That's what my mission is.
Well, we can certainly tell. That's awesome. So how does that, obviously you can't pay bills on the some of the low numbers you were mentioning. So where does the money come from to keep it open?
Well, we do take a lot of different insurances. So we take whatever, for instance, CareSource or Medicaid, we take what, or Dental, DentaQuest, we'll take whatever they give us. We are a nonprofit, so we pay our bills, and that is our goal.
Oh, okay, pay your bill. Do those bills include the salaries, though, for you guys?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so basically, it sounds to me like you're just barely paying your bills. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
But that's our mission. You know, we're to be there. We do have a few individuals that actually give us gifts, and we try to utilize those for different. I do have a group of women that, because of circumstances, their children do have dentistry taken care of. But, however, the individual woman, which would be a single woman, does not. So I like to try to make sure that every parent, it's really important to take care of our kids' teeth, but it's also important to take care of our own teeth as well.
Okay. And you know what? There's something I just thought of. Since you're in Ashland, Ohio, I want you to listen to this.
Dr. Kavicko, let's go!
You know what that was?
No.
That was the Ashland High School cheerleaders.
Oh, okay, cool.
From several years ago.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And so, and you listen to my radio show, I heard.
I do, every Sunday morning at about 8 o'clock on my way to church.
So, oh, that's cool. That's good. That's good to know. So I have a couple listeners that I didn't know about.
Absolutely. Myself and my daughter.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much again for helping and for what you're doing up there in Ashland. And hopefully we can count on you next year. And you're having an open house. Tell me about it real quick.
Yes, September 8th. It'll be a Friday from 3 to 7. We're focusing on the community. So hopefully it'll be a community open house day, inviting anybody and everybody from the community to just come on in, pop in. We've done a little bit of remodeling, but that's what we're all about.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, and so we are almost done. Actually, we're winding down. It's been a successful event. A lot of people got some great care. Very appreciative folks. Volunteers were awesome. Food was good. And so one of the people I want to thank is Mike from Ivoclar. Mike Moran. So Mike, you're a manufacturer's rep. Is that what you would call yourself?
Yes, I work for a dental materials manufacturer by the name of Ivoclar Vivident.
Okay, and you guys make the composite resin, which is what the fillings are made out of, and you also make the porcelain that we use to make our same-day crowns, right?
Correct.
What else do you guys do?
We're a leader in the aesthetic revolution of dentistry. So when someone gets a smile makeover, there's a 99% chance that it's our products that are going in the mouth.
Really? Okay. So I know I use the Empress, I use Emax, I use a lot of that porcelain. What other products should I be looking for?
I would have to say those are our big brand leaders. When someone's looking to have a smile makeover done, whether it be veneers or anterior crowns, Emax or Empress is definitely the go-to material that we would recommend.
Just so you know, I had a woman fly in from Tucson, Arizona to have me do 20 veneers because we did one for her when she came in for the Quarter Horse Congress, and one somebody else had done back home had fallen off, and she somehow found us. She specifically sought a same-day crown off as somebody that could do that. And then about, I don't know, it was about 3 or 4 weeks later, she called and she said, I've been looking in the mirror, and I like the porcelain veneer that Dr. Kavicko did better than these others, and I think I want to come to Ohio and have him do all 20. And we were pretty flattered by that, and that would have been your product, by the way.
Well, we appreciate those kind of compliments, because for someone to come all the way from Tucson, all the way to Columbus. That not only echoes for you, it also compliments us on the products because we're giving you the materials to enhance the skill sets that you have acquired over the last 37 years of practice in dentistry.
Yeah, and I like to say I love the fact that we have people doing research for us in the background, and I really appreciate what they do, but I get all the benefit. I get the hugs. I get the thank you cards. I get the thank yous, you know, because of people that are toiling in your labs probably figuring out what the best products are and what the properties are and what we should be and should not be using.
I feel grateful to work for the company that I do because we're a family-owned company and we're very focused about giving back to the community. And today was a very rewarding experience. It was an eye-opener that, you know, you should never take your health care for granted. And if you have dental insurance, I advise you to use it because when you don't, bad things can happen. And as I've learned today, decay doesn't hurt. But once it starts to hurt, you know, it's a little bit too late to reverse the damage.
Right. And see, dental disease is the only part of your body where you can get the disease and you can't heal yourself. So you can catch a cold and heal yourself. You can cut your arm and it'll heal. You can break your leg, it will heal without doctor intervention. But you get a cavity, It'll never heal itself. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Hadn't thought about it that way. Same with gum disease.
I guess you don't have to think about that when you take for granted that you have dental insurance.
Well, or just dental care, because people think if they don't have dental insurance, they can't come to the dentist. And the reality is that's not true. People's cars break down all the time, and yet they figure out a way to get them fixed. And I think we should take better care of our body than we do our car.
I think that's a very good analogy. There's always things that you can be spending your money on, but I think there's no other better investment than investing in your health.
Right. I agree. So thank you for all of your help today. Thank you for bringing your products. Thank you for teaching us how to use them and for helping us learn and be able to offer CE to the doctors and hygienists that came today. It makes it much easier to get help.
I appreciate the opportunity and I look forward to doing it again next year.
Oh, awesome. We're going to write that down. And you're on tape now, by the way.
All right, I'm actually out of time, but they're going to let me thank the last few people. Linda Mahone, Lindsay Stevens, Mary Jane Kipp, Marilyn Clark, Midwest Dental Supply, Mike Moran, Ohio Food Bank, Oral-B, Patterson, Paul Peterson Company, Roosters, Rutherford Corbin Funeral Home, Sarah Edkins, Sunny 95, Ted Chen, Thomas Plass, Tonda Hockenberry, Tony Kavitko, and Wanda. That's all the time we have. See you next week. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.